You are listening to the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast, the number one podcast for moms just like you, raising an autistic child. How are moms like us who didn't plan for this unique parenting journey embracing life just as it is right now, instead of staying stuck in wishing and hoping and dreaming it was different? That is the question. And if you haven't taken our free course yet, Unburdened, Finding Balance, Living Alongside Autism, make sure you click the link in the show notes. It's www.notyouraverageautismmom.com/free course and get registered. My name is Shannon Urkiola, and I have been traveling this journey for over 2 decades. I have been where you are. And in this free course, I teach you things that I learned along the way that changed my life. And I live this autism parenting journey day in and day out, just like you. All right, stay with me and let's get on to this week's episode. Episode 154, Behind Closed Doors, Finding Hope in Motherhood. Well, hello there, my friends. So glad you're here with me today. I am Shannon Urkiola, and I am the founder of Not Your Average Autism Mom and the host of this podcast. I am a life and parent coach, and I coach moms raising children on the spectrum, strengthen and improve their emotional and mental well-being so that you are more confident and less stressed and find happiness and joy along this unique parenting journey that we're all on. And I am honored to be able to share my experiences and to offer you the encouragement and hope that you deserve as parents who, like me, never planned for this journey, right? So being an autism mom is unlike anything I could have ever imagined. And I'm pretty sure that you would agree, right? The path of being an autism mom is a unique and often challenging one. It's a journey that begins with a diagnosis and then often becomes consumed with confusion and fear and uncertainty. Autism is not just a diagnosis. It's a unique way of experiencing the world. And an autism diagnosis for your child or children doesn't just impact them. It impacts your entire family. Many of us start this journey feeling overwhelmed by the unknown that lies ahead. We fear the unknown. We fear for our child's future, for their well-being, and for our ability to navigate this complex world that we weren't prepared for. But I want you to remember, your child's world, though different, is not something to be feared. It's an opportunity to learn and grow and connect in ways that you might have never imagined. And today I want to speak to your fears. I want to share some examples and some scenarios. And above all, I'm going to provide you with hope and encouragement because I firmly believe that you are absolutely meant to be your child's mom. So I want to start by acknowledging something that's pretty fundamental. Being a parent is no easy feat, right? It's a roller coaster of emotions and challenges and triumphs. But when you add in the complexities of raising a child with autism into the mix, it can sometimes feel like an entirely different universe. And I know because I've been there and I continue to navigate this journey every single day, just like you do. One of the most significant fears that we face is the moment of diagnosis, right? When our child is diagnosed with autism, it can feel like we've been thrown into a world where nothing is familiar. And I will tell you, I vividly remember the day that I heard those words, "Jordan has autism." It felt like a storm cloud had just settled over me, right? Casting this big shadow of doubt, fear, and sadness. And I honestly believe that one of the most daunting aspects of being an autism mom is the vast unknown that lies ahead. But I want to assure you that you are not alone, and that today we're going to uncover the secrets to embracing this journey with hope and courage. So I want to offer you this. Just imagine for a moment that your child is like a puzzle. And this diagnosis, this autism diagnosis, is the first piece. It may not make sense right away, but as you gather more pieces along your journey, the picture becomes clearer. And that's truly how I feel. And although Jordan is 27 now, our puzzle isn't complete. It's a constant work in progress. You know, maybe you've heard the term secret world of autism, right? It's the world your child lives in, a world that might seem mysterious and unexplainable to us. Autism is not just a diagnosis. It's a unique way of experiencing the world. And we often find ourselves facing unique fears and uncertainties, right? We may worry about our child's future, their social and educational experience, or even how others perceive our parenting. It's important to recognize that these fears are normal. It's entirely normal to have them. But I also want you to remember that fear is not a reflection of your capability as a parent. It's a signal that you love your child and you care deeply for their well-being. Questions flood your mind, right? What does the future hold? Will they ever communicate? Will they be able to live independently? And these questions can keep us awake at night. But you're not alone. When Jordan was diagnosed, I was overwhelmed by the unknown. I was scared. I was confused. Would he ever speak? Would he make friends? Could he live a fulfilling life? Those fears felt like a heavy weight on my shoulders, and I know they do on yours too. I didn't know where to turn or how to provide the best support for him. Maybe you're worried about your child's communication struggles. I know I certainly did. But I want to encourage you to remember, communication isn't just about words. It's about connection. And your child will find their unique way to communicate and connect. Imagine your child who has struggled with communication for years finally manages to express their needs and feelings, whether that's through a few words or an AAC device or sign language. And it might seem insignificant to some, but for you, it's a monumental moment. Those breakthroughs remind you that progress is possible, no matter how slow it might seem. But here's a secret I want to share with you. It's okay not to have all the answers. None of us do. Parenting, especially parenting a child on the spectrum, is a journey of discovery. You learn as you go, and you adapt to your child's unique needs and strengths. And over time, I realized that autism is not a life sentence. It's a unique journey for each of our families. You don't need to have all the answers today or tomorrow or even next year. The key is to take it one step at a time and celebrate every small victory along the way. Be present in the now instead of constantly spiraling in the what ifs. I eventually realized that autism did not define him or our family. It was just one part of who he was and who we became. Embracing the unknown allowed me to see his incredible strengths and differences that he brought to the world and to our family. You know, parenting in general can be isolating, but being an autism mom can be even more so. You may feel like you're on an island, alone, unable to connect with other parents who don't fully understand your daily challenges. And it's natural to feel that loneliness that often accompanies this journey. I've been there, feeling isolated and craving connection with others who understood my struggles. But I want you to know that there is a vast and supportive community of autism parents out there. Find your people, reach out, share your experiences, and you're going to discover a network of people who genuinely care and want to help. As autism parents, we often face judgment from society, from family, and even from ourselves. People may not understand our parenting choices, and they may question your decisions. It can make you doubt yourself. Maybe you fear judgment, right? That we often face from other people, whether it's well-meaning relatives or uninformed strangers or even our inner mean girl, right? The pressure to conform to society's expectations can feel overwhelming. I remember the stares from strangers when Jordan had meltdowns at Publix, at McDonald's, at a birthday party, at Chuck E. Cheese, just to name a few. I know the judgmental stares and unsolicited advice from strangers can make you feel like the worst parent in the world. But I want you to remind yourself in those moments that you are doing your best and you know your child better than anyone else. Over time, I developed a thick skin and I remind myself that I was doing the best I could with what I knew, and I knew what was best for him, and I promise you do too. You are your child's advocate. No one knows them better than you do, and you should never apologize for doing what's right for them. Autism parenting also comes with daily challenges. There are meltdowns and sensory sensitivities and the struggle to adapt to change. One of my most significant fears was how Jordan would handle social situations. It often felt like we were outsiders looking in, right? But here's the secret. Your child's challenges are opportunities for growth. When you embrace these moments, you become your child's greatest advocate and teacher. Celebrate small victories like the first successful trip to the grocery store or your first peaceful night's sleep. Those are the building blocks of a brighter future. Worrying about your child's future is a fear that will truly never go away. Will they be independent? Will they find happiness? Will they be fulfilled? These concerns might even keep you up at night. But I want to share with you that over the years, I've seen Jordan grow and develop in ways I could have never imagined. I've allowed him to be who he is without expecting him to fit in. He is happy, and he doesn't have to live life like you do or I do to be happy. And it is no different for your children. Let's talk about guilt. Guilt is a constant companion for many of us, right? We blame ourselves for our child's diagnosis or for not doing enough or for not being perfect parents. I've experienced my fair share of guilt. But I've come to understand that it's unproductive and it's unfair. And you know why? Because autism is not anyone's fault. And perfection is unrealistic. It's not real. You are doing the best you can, and your love and commitment are what truly matter. Another thing we do is that we often put our children's needs before our own, right? Which leads to burnout and neglecting your own well-being. You feel guilty for taking time for yourself, fearing that it means that you're failing your child, or telling yourself that you don't deserve to take care of yourself, or you cannot make time for that, right? There's an array of excuses that we come up with that sound so justified. But just imagine a moment when you decide to prioritize your self-care. And that looks different for all of us. Maybe it's getting some fresh air on a short walk, or an iced coffee on the front porch, or reading a book in a hammock, or taking a bath. You quickly realize that self-care isn't selfish. It is necessary for recharging your energy and providing the best care that you can for your child. Taking care of yourself is necessary, mamas. It really is. The daily challenges of being an autism mom feel overwhelming sometimes, from therapies to school meetings to evaluations to advocating for your child's needs. It's easy to feel like you're drowning in responsibilities. I've been there, juggling countless appointments and advocating for Jordan's rights. What helped me was creating a support system. Family, friends, professionals who could share that load. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It's a sign of strength, not weakness. And here's what I want to share with you. You are absolutely meant to be your child's mom. You see, being an autism mom is not just about navigating challenges. It's about celebrating the incredible milestones, no matter how small they may seem to others. It's about cherishing the unique perspective your child brings to the world. It's about finding joy and beauty in unexpected places. But here's my promise to you. You will figure it out along the way. You have more strength, resilience, and love within you than you can possibly even imagine. You will learn and grow alongside your child and autism. You're going to find strategies and therapies and approaches that work best for them. You will discover that every step you take, no matter how uncertain, is a step forward. So how do you overcome these fears and find hope, right? Well, you want to educate yourself. You know, people always say knowledge provides power, right? Knowledge is power. You know, I think knowledge provides safety and confidence and happiness. Learn about autism. Therapies, strategies that can help your child. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be sure that your child gets the services and therapies and accommodations that they need to be successful. Remember that your child's journey is unique. Just as no two snowflakes are alike, no two autistic individuals are the same, right? So embrace their uniqueness, celebrate their strengths. They have their own path to follow, and your love and support guides the way. Celebrate those small wins. Remember, progress may be slow, but every small victory is a reason to celebrate. Whether it's a new word or a gained skill or a met goal in therapy, acknowledge and celebrate those moments. Celebrate their progress, but also celebrate your resilience. Because you deserve it too, mama. Find your people, your support system, your village. One of the most profound fears for parents of children on the spectrum is isolation. You probably feel like no one understands your journey, that you're on this path alone. But the truth is, you're not alone. And there's a community of parents out there who share your experiences. Connect with other parents who understand the unique challenges and joys of parenting children on the spectrum. Seek out support, online communities, and organizations like Not Your Average Autism Mom's private membership. Connecting with others who understand your journey provides a sense of belonging and friendships you might not even realize that you needed in your life. This community will provide you with strength, empathy, and a network of friends who will walk next to you on this journey. Take care of yourself. Remember, self-care is not a luxury. It's a necessity. When you prioritize self-care, you recharge your energy, reduce your stress, and become a better caregiver for your child. Be your child's biggest advocate. Don't be afraid to speak up for their needs and rights and aspirations. You have the power to make a difference in their life and the lives of others in the autism community. Share your story. Talk about autism. Fight for their rights, services, and opportunities. You know them best, and your voice matters. And lastly, mama, embrace imperfection. None of us are a perfect parent. Autism mom or not. Embrace your imperfections and forgive yourself for the moments when you fall short. We all do. You're doing your best, and that's more than enough. And as I close, I want you to know that being an autism mom is a remarkable, transformative journey. It will challenge you It will test your limits and for sure your patience and forgiveness many, many times. It will change you in a profound way. But it will also fill your life with love and strength and purpose beyond measure. Throughout this journey, I imagine, like me, you will question your abilities as a parent. You might wonder if you have what it takes to be all the things, their parent, advocate, teacher, caregiver. Just in case you need to hear it, take a deep breath, embrace the journey, and never forget that you are absolutely meant to be your child's mom, and you will figure it out along the way. You will discover a strength within yourself that you never knew existed. Hope is the fuel that keeps us moving forward. It's the belief that we can make a difference, that our children can achieve incredible things, and that they are capable of leading fulfilling, happy lives. Embrace their differences and know that you were chosen to be their mom for a reason. You are uniquely equipped to navigate this secret world of autism because you possess the one thing your child needs the most: unconditional love. You know, Jordan has come a long way since his diagnosis, and he has defied countless expectations, and I have no doubt that your child will too. Embrace the unknown, seek support, and remember that you are not alone. Together, we can create a world where our children with autism thrive and where parents like us find the hope and encouragement we need to keep moving forward. Thanks for spending time with me today. And listen, if you're finding value in our podcast, please take a minute to write a review. Your reviews matter. That's how the algorithm gods allow us to reach and help more moms just like us. And above all, remember, you, mama, are doing amazing at this mom thing. Hey, so if you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, I want to ask you to take a minute and write a review. That's how we reach more moms just like us. And that is how you can pay it forward to help another mom who might be struggling right now. I also want to invite you to check out our Not Your Average Autism Mom membership. That's where we dive deeper into all the topics we discuss on the podcast and where you can get individual help and learn coaching tools that will make your life better every day. When you become Not Your Average Autism Mom, you take on an identity with an incredible community of women across the globe, all raising autistic children, who all show up to show the world they are not your average autism mom. It's my favorite place to be, so head on over to the website, www.notyouraverageautismmom.com, to find out all the details. And listen, if we're not open for new members right now, make sure you join the wait list so you're the first to know when we open. We hope you do. We would love to work with you inside.